inspire, educate, connect. This is Yoga Digest, a vibrant community of passionate changemakers.
Hi, my name is Kim Bauman, and I'm the founder of One Love Movement, a nonprofit dedicated to advancing social justice. I am so excited to bring you One Love Heroes, a podcast about ordinary people with true stories of humanity, love, and courage. Some from people you already know and others from people you'll want to know. Come along with us as we set out to discover stories that will touch your heart. Thank you so much for listening. This episode of One Love Heroes is very meaningful to me because I am here in Seoul, Korea for the first time ever since being adopted as a baby. I've finally come full circle to the place where it all began for me, and because of that, this is my thank you journey where I am in search of anyone connected to my past pre-adoption. And I'm also on a mission to create a One Love project that gives back to abandoned babies like I once was. In a moment, you'll be hearing from my very special guest, Pastor Lee, founder of the Baby Drop Box, literally a box for moms to drop their babies in and give them up for good. The story began 32 years ago when Pastor and his wife gave birth to a son who was devastatingly disabled, later followed by finding a baby left on their doorstep. These two events soon transpired into Pastor creating a safe place for moms to leave their babies. Too many babies, with a good percentage of those being disabled, are left on the streets and found in garbages and in alleys. So once the pastor experienced having a baby left on his own doorstep, he knew he had to help save these kids. This is the story of the Baby Box, a place of loving kindness for unwanted babies. Pastor Lee is like the Mr. Rogers of Seoul, Korea. And by the way, you should also check out the documentary made about him titled The Drop Box. I hope you will make the time to listen to my conversation with Pastor Lee. Our conversation does have space within it due to the time it takes to translate our words from English to Korean and Korean to English. But I hope you will listen through to the end as Pastor Lee's story is profoundly touching. He also decides to ask me a few questions about being abandoned. Thank you so much for your time. And now it's my honor to share with you this extraordinary human and One Love hero, Pastor Lee. I am so excited to get to be here today with Pastor Lee. And this has been a very touching trip for me so far. This is my 9th day in Seoul, Korea for the first time since being adopted as a little baby. And in coming to this country, what I knew for sure I wanted to do is I wanted to be able to give back to the place that gave to me. So it's my biggest honor to get to be sitting here with Pastor Lee right now. I just got to tour his home where he has 9 kids that he's adopted as his own from the Baby Box, and 1 kid of his own. And it was just such a beautiful, touching experience to get to witness and see just the pure love that is in this space. So Pastor Lee, thank you so much for allowing me to interview you. I'm gonna let you all know, listening to this episode, that I've got Watson here, my new friend from Australia, and he's going to be translating this interview with Pastor Lee today.
일단 오신 거 너무 감사드리고 그 투어도 시켜주신 것도 너무 감사드리고 이제 시작하시겠습니다.
So something that was very touching for me as we were just up in the rooms, I got to meet all these really beautiful kids, and I couldn't stop crying. And I knew though that I wasn't crying because I felt sad for the kids. I was crying because I was so happy that these kids got to live this way. It's the most amazing thing to get to witness that Pastor Lee created a home for these kids.
그 아이들을 보면서 눈물이 계속 멈추지 않으니까 생각해 봤는데 이게 아이들한테서 미안한 그런 마음으로 생기는 눈물이 아니라 이 아이들이 목사님이랑 이렇게 살 수 있다는 게 너무 행복해서 계속 울었던 것 같다고.
So Pastor Lee, let's start from the beginning. From the very beginning. How long ago did you create the baby box?
이제 baby box가 몇 년째 되셨는지 이제
10년.
10 years.
10 years. And how many babies have you saved within those 10 years?
그 10년 동안 몇 명의 아이들이 왔는지
1,505명.
1,505 children.
Wow. 1,505 children, you guys. That's amazing. So why did you decide to create this baby box? What happened in your life that led to you wanting to help so many kids?
왜 베이비 박스를 만드셨고 무슨 계기가 있으셨는지.
2007년에 우리 대문 앞에 생선 박스에 갖다 놓은 그 아이가 굉장히 위험했었어요. 생명이 위험했었어요. 그래서 그 아이를 품에 안으면서 자칫 잘못하면 이 아이들이 생명을 잃을 수가 있겠구나 하는 두려운 마음이 생겼고 그 아이들을 살리기 위해서 베이비박스가 2009년에 만들어진 거예요.
In 2007, he had a baby abandoned in his front door in a fish container. And
wow, in a fish container.
Yeah.
Okay.
And when he saw that, he noticed that there could be many more children like this and that they could actually die as a result. And so in 2009, he established the baby box.
Wow. You had a baby left on your doorstep in a fish box. That's amazing. That's amazing. And what is the story linked to your own son that you had 32 years ago, correct?
그 이 은만이 형이랑은 어떻게 관련되셨고 그 베이비 박스 so it's and regarding to the establishment of the baby box.
Yeah, yeah. 은만, the foundation.
그 은만이 형이랑은 어떻게 되셨는지.
은만이는 우리 아들이잖아. 하나님께서 나에게 주신 믿음의 기업 선물이야. 선물이고 우리 아들이니까 그 하나님이 그 아들을 나에게 선물로 주셔서 그 아이를 통해서 장애인 아이들을 입양하게 되고 그 장애인 아이들을 입양하고 키우고 있다 보니까 우리 대문 앞에 아이들을 갖다 놓기 시작한 거야.
So what happened was because of his son who is disabled, he established a center to help raise disabled children, and because of that, the baby was left in his front door to be looked after. So yeah. His son is the reason it started.
그 대문 앞에 갖다 놓은 아이들 때문에 이제 베이박스가 만들어지게 됐고.
And because of that, the children were left on his front door, and hence the baby box started.
Do you know where the baby is today that was first left in the fish box?
그 처음에 그 생선 그 통에 온 아이는 지금 어떻게 어디
여기 있는데 지금 학교 가서 앉아 안았어.
He's still here with us in the building, but he's at school right now. So yeah.
Oh, you still have the baby from the fish box.
원유.
So he's one of yours.
그 입양하셨는지. Yes.
Yes. He's one of yours. Oh, I love that. And so you adopted 9 babies out of the 1,505 babies that have been left in your box, correct?
그 총 1,505명 중에서 9명을 입양하셨다고 그런데 그게 맞으신지.
First want to become a pastor. Because you were a pastor for 20 years, right? And how did you know that it was your calling to be a pastor?
그 아, 목사님이 되시는 그 계기는 어떻게 되셨는지 20년 동안 하셨다고 들었는데
이제 아까 우리 아들 엄마니 엄마니 병원에 있을 때 복음을 전하면서 아까 기적이 일어났다고 그랬지. 네. 뇌암도 치료받고 백혈병도 치료받고 시각장애도 치료받고 그럴 때 아 하나님이 나에게 이 사명을 주셨구나. 복음을 전할 수 있는 그러니까 그 소명의 부르심이 그때 강력하게 일어난 거예요.
So when his son was in hospital, he would go to the other sick children and pray, and he would see miracles happen where children with brain cancer would get healed, and children that couldn't see could see again, and that's when he realized that it was his calling to become a pastor and do this, what he's doing today. Yeah.
Wow. And your son is 32. We had talked about right earlier when I got to meet him. He's so beautiful. He definitely has your skin too, Pastor. You guys, Pastor Lee has the best skin, by the way. So I wanted to know. So when you first made the drop box, how long was it until the first baby was actually dropped in the box?
그 베이비 박스를 처음 그 설립하시고 처음으로 아이가 들어왔을 때가 얼마나 오래 걸렸나요?
3개월 만에.
I mean 3 months.
So 3 months later, the first baby was dropped. Great.
Yes.
이름은 그 첫 아이가 모세야, 모세.
And they named the first child Moses.
내가 키우려고 이렇게 키우다가 이 주변에 있는 목사님이 결혼 생활 14년 동안 아기가 안 생겼어. 그래서 그분이 입양하게 해달라고 계속 와서 부탁을 했기 때문에 그 목사님한테 입양을.
So he was going to raise Moses, but he had another pastor friend who, after 14 years of marriage, couldn't have their own child. So his friend kept coming to him to see if he could adopt Moses, and he finally agreed and let Moses be adopted into that household.
그 목사님이 아이를 너무 키워보니까 너무 행복하거든. 그러니까 네 명을 더 입양을.
After Moses, he went and adopted 4 more children. Yeah.
From the baby box? Wow.
And they're all grown up now. Yeah.
Wow, that is so neat. So you brought him their you created their family for them.
He's very happy because he helped establish their family.
Oh my gosh, I love
할아버지하고 막 이렇게 달려.
Oh, and when the children see him, they call him grandpa and run up to him and give him hugs.
Wow. You know, I've also read that there's one of the reasons why I'm so inspired by what you do is because I was an abandoned baby in 1975. And I was not put in your baby box, obviously, but the idea that you help abandoned babies is what I'm so passionate about supporting. And so I wanted to ask you, why do most moms, do you think, leave their babies? Because I know there's a lot of controversy with the baby box as well, to where some people say that the baby box encourages moms to leave their babies, but moms have been leaving their babies for years now.
킴이 되게 공감이 되는 이유가 킴도 1975년도에 그 버려진 아이였고 그래서 이 베이비 박스를 시작하면서 왜 엄마들이 아이들을 버리고 가는지 그리고 그거에 대한 그 한국의 시선들이 뭐 베이비 박스 때문에 버린다 그런 말도 있는데 어떻게 생각하시는지 왜 버리시고 그런 생각이 돼요.
베이비 박스는 베이비 박스 때문에 아이를 포기하게 해서 만든 게 아니고 이 유기된 아이들, 버려진 아이들을 안전하게 보호하고 살리기 위해서 만들어진 거예요.
He thinks the baby box isn't an option for the moms to abandon the babies, but it's a way to save lives of babies. So in that controversy, yeah, he disagrees.
I disagree too.
그리고 베이비박스에 보호된 아이들은 엄마들 그 엄마들로 하여금 지켜진 아이들이야. 지켜진 아이들. 왜냐하면 그 엄마들이 출산도 병원에서 하지 않고 자가분만을 한단 말이야. 그래가지고 아무데나 버리지 않고 베이비박스까지 데리고 온 거는 이 아이만큼은 살려야 되겠다. 그 엄마들의 간절한 마음이 그 베이비박스에 담겨 있기 때문에 베이비박스에 들어온 아이들은 엄마들로 하여금 지켜진 아이들이다.
So he's explaining. Well, because the babies are a lot of the time they're born at home, not in a hospital setting. So he knows that the babies are actually being protected by the mothers because after they go through at home birthing, they'll bring the baby to the baby box to make sure that the baby is alive. So he's saying the baby box is to save lives. From and it's a way of demonstrating that the mother actually cares for this baby,
mm-hmm.
yeah, and that it's not being abandoned.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
아무데나 이렇게 버릴 수도 있었지만 이 아이만큼은 살려야 되겠다는 엄마의 끝까지 그 최후의 그 힘까지 낸 것이 바로 그 아이들 베이박스에서 살리는 지켜진 아이들.
Determination. They could have put the baby anywhere. They could have abandoned it anywhere. But the fact that they were determined to bring it to the baby box shows that they were being protected by the mothers.
Yeah, I agree. And I feel that abandoning babies in Korea is a phenomenon. It happens so often that I love that there's a place for women to go to if they feel they don't have a choice. And why? So what is the reason that most moms decide to get to abandon their babies?
한국에서 아이들이 너무 많이 버려지는 걸 미리 알고 계시니까 그 베이비박스가 있다는 게 너무 좋으신 것 같고 그래서 물어보고 싶으신 건 왜 엄마들이 아이들을 베이비박스까지 데리고 오는지 그 이유들이 무엇인지
법적으로 미혼모들을 보호하는 그 장치가 안 돼 있어요. 그리고 제도적으로도 법, 제도, 인권 그리고 경제적인 이런 부분들이 미혼모들을 보호하지 않고 오히려 미혼모들을 냉대하기 때문에
So the legal system in Korea they do not protect the single mothers who give birth. In fact, they actually target them. So to protect themselves from such issues, they come to the baby box. So legal issues and just how Korea perceives single mothers is very different. So But he's explaining the legal issue is a big one. Mm-hmm.
그 법적으로는
어떻게
이제 미혼모들이 이게 아이를 출산하면 보호를 해야 되는데 미혼모들이 출생신고를 그 해야 돼. 그 출생신고를 못하는 미혼모들은 이제 베이비박스에 데려오는 거야. 근데 누구나 생명이 이 땅에 태어나면 보호받을 권리가 있고 또 나라에서는 나라의 국민을 보호할 의무와 책임이 있다. 근데 이게 법적으로 보호가 안 돼. 출생신고를 못하는 사람들에게도 사랑의 법이 있어야 되는데 그 사랑의 법이 없기 때문에
So when babies are born, they have to be they have to fill out the birth certificate, but once they fill that out, the mothers will be, it's recorded. So he feels every life has a duty to be protected,
mm-hmm.
but the country, Korea, doesn't offer that as of now. So if you don't want to record the birth, that you have no option left but coming to the baby box or abandoning your baby to die. So that's the legal issue, because it will be kept as a record on your system, yeah, on your file. Like, yeah. Yeah, you've had a baby, and it's, a lot of the cases where they don't want to record it, they'll have to abandon it. So that's why the baby box it.
Wow. See, that's just, that's so incredible, because in the United States, you would get arrested for abandoning your baby. And actually, many single moms who raise kids on their own are celebrated for being a powerful woman to be able to do that. So that's a lot of why this is so, fascinating to me, and why I'm such an advocate, because I was an abandoned baby, and I just love the work that you're doing.
그 미국 같은 경우에는 그 미혼모들을 되게 축복해주고 멋있다, 힘이 있다 이렇게 보는 건데, 한국이랑은 달리, 그리고 미국도 아이를 버리면 체포를 당하는 입장인데, 이렇게 이런 그런 게 없는 한국에서 이렇게 하신다는 게 너무 대단하시다고 지금.
네. 이제 그 미국에는 미혼모를 철저히 보호하지만, 네. 한국에는 체면 문화, 그리고 이 체면 부끄러움 수치, 이런 문화를 가지고 있기 때문에 미혼모들을 보고 이 사회에서는 멸시해, 또 무시해, 그리고 이 소외를 시켜. 그러니까 미혼모들은 마음대로 활동도 못하고 학교도 못 가고, 미혼모들은 이렇게 직장 생활도 잘 할 수가 없어요.
You're saying I'm single moms in Korea. The perspective is much different to where you're from, America. In Korea, they won't be able to attend work properly because they'll be labeled as a single mom. And Korea has a culture of not being trying not to embarrass yourself, and right. that will be considered embarrassment if you're a single mom in Korea. So if they, even going to school and finding work can be a difficulty if you're a single mom in Korea.
Right.
That's why I'm saying it's very different from America.
Wow. 그런데도 불구하고 이제 여러 정치 그 법적으로 제도적으로 행정적으로 내가 굉장히 많이 싸웠어, 정부하고. 싸운데도 불구하고 이거는 정말 싸움이 되지는 않잖아요. 개인하고 정부하고 싸웠나요. 그러나 하나님이 방패가 되어주시니까 그 하나님이 막아주셔서 지금까지 여기까지 온 거예요.
And, he's had a lot of conflict with the Korean government as well regarding this. And he's saying how him fighting the government alone is an impossible fight, but because he's had God's shield, he's been able to maintain this so far. And but yeah, he's still fighting for it. Yeah.
Wow, I love that. It's a good fight. It's a good fight.
멋지십니다.
이게 하나님의 아주 굿이야.
God of God. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. I love too that. I love that your son, who's very disabled, is the one that inspired this platform for you. What type of disability does your son have? Just because our listeners here are not going to get to experience meeting him like I did.
그 은만이 형 때문에 그 은만이 형이 장애가 있음에도 불구하고 그 많은 사람들을 이렇게 되게 넓게 그 장애에 불구하고 어떻게
그 장애인 우리 엄마니 하나 돌보기도 힘든 거지 사실은 거지 힘드는데 이제 아까 그 있던 위에 있던 상이 이상이 그 이제 할머니가 찾아왔어 할머니가 찾아와서 나한테 이제 하는 이야기가 내가 넓고 병들어서 이 아이를 볼 수가 없다 그러니 당신이 이 아이를 좀 봐주시면 좋겠다. 그리고 마지막에 하는 이야기가 당신이 이 아이를 봐주면 내가 예수 믿겠다. 그래서 이거 거절을 못했어 사실. 그래서 그 아이가 이제 한 어머로 그 우리 엄마하고 둘이가 됐는데 굉장히 힘들었지. 굉장히 힘들었지만 그래서 또 병원에서 또다시 네 명의 아이가 왔어.
He's explaining how raising a disabled child can be very difficult, and his son, and you've met Sangi, the 23-year-old. So she was actually left here by her grandma because she couldn't raise her because she had the disability and it was very difficult to raise her. And she said, if you raise her, I'll believe in God. So he had no choice but to raise her. 그리고 그 은만이 형은 어떤 장애가 있는지
전신마비지
is full body paralysis.
Okay.
뇌도 마비 되세요.
뇌 세포가 호흡이 안 됐기 때문에 뇌 세포가 다 망가졌어요.
Because he couldn't provide oxygen or his brain cells are currently dead.
은만이는 죽었다가 살아난 거예요.
So he actually came back from death. Yeah, he was actually revived. His son. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So,
oh wow.
Yeah, actually, all his brain cells are now currently dead. But, 그 상이는 어떤 병이 있는지.
상이도 똑같이 뇌성마비야.
And same with 상이 the 23. Yeah. Yeah, she's also
상이도 처음 올 때 엄마하고 똑같았었어.
When she first came, she was just like his son, Inman. She was also on her back, paralyzed, unable to, but now she's much better.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, that was such a, one of the most beautiful experiences getting to meet your son because he was so happy. He was so joyful. And I loved that when we made that heart sign with our fingers, that he would just get the biggest smile on his face. So thank you for letting me meet him and spend time with him.
그 은만이 형 만났을 때 너무 좋았던 게 그 하트 사인 하면 활짝 웃으시고 너무 좋았고 너무 좋은 경험이에요. 일단 감사드립니다.
Are all 9 of the kids that you've adopted from the baby box, are they all handicapped?
그 총 9명 입양하신 아이들 중에서 다 베이비박스에서 오셨는지 그리고 다 장애가 있는 아이들.
다 장애.
네, they all disabled. 그 베이비박스로 오신 건 다
큰 아이들은 아니야.
And so all the children aren't from the baby box. The younger ones are, and but they were all disabled.
Wow.
10살 밑으로는.
So everyone 10 years and under are from the baby box.
Okay. Wow. That's amazing. Oh, that's right. Because the baby box has only been around for 10 years. That's amazing that you have adopted 9 kids that are disabled. Because I feel that a lot of those kids don't get homes like what you provided for them. And so that's just amazing. It's amazing.
그 입양하신 아이들 중에서 다 장애 아이들이라는 게 너무 대단하신 것 같다고. 그분이 아니었으면 집을 못 찾았을 수도 있는 아이들이었기 때문에 너무 대단하시다.
한국에는 장애 아이가 입양이 거의 안 돼.
In Korea, a disabled child, it's very unlikely for them to be adopted.
Right. Mm-hmm.
근데 이제 하나님이 네가 먼저 이 아이들을 입양해라 그러면 다른 사람도 너를 보고 입양할 수 있을 것이다.
And God told him if you adopt these disabled children, other people will follow.
Oh, God told you that. God told you that if you adopted other disabled children, then other people would follow. That is beautiful.
하나님께서 그 목사님한테 장애 아이들을 입양하면 다른 분들도 입양하실 거라고. 네.
그래서 나보고 장애 아이들 몇 사람이 입양하고 또 낙태도 낙태를 하려고 했었는데 낙태 안 하고 이제 태어나기 위해서 키우는 사람들이 많이 있어요.
So, a lot of people did adopt 총 4명이시라고 하셨네요. 그
아니 많아.
So a lot of people did follow in his footsteps and also they Also, it didn't get the baby removed. So when they found out it was disabled, so yeah.
What they had it?
Yeah,
wow.
No, yeah, they had the baby as well. Yeah, knowing that it was disabled.
Wow, that is amazing. How does that make you feel?
그런 거 보실 때 기분이 어떠신지.
이제 장애 아이들 키워 우리 한국에는 장애 아이를 키우기가 굉장히 힘들거든. 근데도 불구하고 그 아이들을 위해서 막 엄마 아빠가 온 마음을 다하는 모습 보면 아 참 저분들이 정말 하나님께서 저 아름다운 마음을 주셨구나 하는 그 마음에 나도 위로가 되고 또 나도 더 우리 아이들한테 더 잘해야 되겠다는 도전도 받고 그래.
That it comforts him knowing that all these other parents are out there putting everything in for these children, and also teaches him at the same time, and he goes back feeling he needs to work harder for his children as well.
Because wait, how do you mind if I ask you how old you are? Since you asked me earlier how old I was.
나이가 어떻게 되시는지, 제가 어떻게 되시는지.
이제 청년이 아니에요. 이제 시작이야.
So he's still young and still.
Because these kids obviously need you.
He wants to know how old you think he is.
I don't know. I know I know you've got better skin than I do. Because we had the big conversation about your skin. You guys, I'm obsessed with Pastor Lee's skin. It's so beautiful and smooth.
He's 65
years old.
Yes, it's because you're Asian, that's why you look so young. So then, good, so you've got many years that these children will get to have you for. So what are some of your biggest challenges right now with either the baby box or with all of these kids that call you Appa? Appa means
dad,
right? Yeah, so we're up in, it was so cute, up in the rooms, the kids who are not the kids he adopted are calling him Appa. So what are some of your biggest challenges, the biggest challenges that you face?
그 베이비 박스랑 이 많은 아이들을 돌보시면서 제일 힘든 점이 무엇인지?
직원들이 이제 함께 하는 사람들이 없었을 때 이제 그 베이비 박스 돌 아이들이 13명이 있었어요, 13명. 그때는 잠을 못 자니까 또 봉사자도 그때는 막 별로 없고 함께하는 사람들이 별로 없었기 때문에 굉장히 힘들었죠. 육신적으로, 육체적으로 굉장히 힘들었고 이러다가 죽겠구나.
When he first started the baby, he didn't have all the employees that he has right now and all the volunteers that he currently has. And he was working with 13 children and he couldn't get any sleep. And that was a big
13 kids, wow.
Yeah, the more physical struggle.
Yeah.
2시간마다 이렇게 아이들을 우유 주다 보면 밤 그냥 이렇게 아침이 돌아오는 거예요.
He'll have to feed each baby every 2 hours, and then
you did all that yourself.
나 혼자 사셨는데.
엄마.
And your wife?
Yeah, with his wife.
Wow. And so now, when the baby box became a thing, you obviously, if you've saved 1,505 babies already, you can't do that with one person, just you. So, what is that process when the bell is ringed after the mother leaves her baby, how do you determine if the baby gets put in an orphanage or if the baby gets adopted?
그 베이비 박스가 열리고 아이가 들어왔을 때 그 아이가 시설로 가는지 입양이 되는지 그거는 어떻게 판단하시는지?
그 이제 그건 잘 모르거든. 그 이제 집국까지 데려가기 때문에 잘 모르고 미혼모들 우리가 상담을 해서 카운슬링을 해서 입양을 보낼 마음이 있느냐 그러면 출생신고를 해가지고 입양을 여기서 결정해서 이제 보내는 거야.
If that is so, the government actually comes to collect the baby first, but they also consult the mother. to determine if they want, if she wants the baby adopted. If so, she'll need to fill out the certificate for the baby, and then they'll try to convince the mother to sign it for adoption. Yeah.
So without the mother claiming that that baby is hers, the baby is not valid for adoption, is that correct?
그 미혼모분께서 이 아이를 입양할 수 있다 없다를 할 때까지 입양은 못한 걸로.
근데 이제 우리 베이박스토론 아이들은 그 싱글맘 엄마들 만나서 상담을 하고 될 수 있으면 엄마가 키울 수 있도록 그렇게 해서 지원도 해주고 아이 데려갈 때까지 키워주기도 하고 그리고 또 자립할 때까지 도와주기도 하고 그래서 이제 가장 행복한 거는 엄마가 아기를 키워야 되니까 그러니까 그 엄마가 아기를 키울 수 있도록 심혈을 계속 기울이고 있어요. 그 다음에는 이제 출생신고를 해서 입양 보내는 거예요.
So their first option is for the mother to keep the baby, and they have multiple ways of supporting the mother. They'll support the baby till she's ready to come back and get the baby. They'll provide her with all the necessary tools you need for raising a baby.
Oh, wow. Okay.
They'll even house her and provide. That will be the first option, to have the mother keep the baby and raise the baby for her own. And then they'll do everything that they can to make that happen. But if that's not the case, they'll have to have the mother sign the baby up for adoption. Yeah.
So what if the mother leaves the baby and runs and you never get to meet her?
그 미혼모가 만약 베이비 박스에 아이를 두고 도망을 가고 못 잡을 경우에는 어떻게 하시는지?
그냥 이렇게 자기가 자신들이 이렇게 상담을 하고 싶어하는 아이들이 많고 도망가는 아이들은 어쩔 수가 없어. 그 애들은 이제 보육원으로 가는 거야. Yeah. 이제 시설로 가는 거야.
In that, most of the times they won't actually leave the baby at the drop box. They'll actually just come to the place, ring the bell, and ask for a consultation. But in those instances where the baby is abandoned and the mother leaves, they'll have no choice but to send their kid to an orphanage.
Okay. Yeah. So then, are most moms aware that if they don't claim their babies before they abandon them, that the baby has no option to be adopted? Is that known by the moms?
그 미혼모분들이 그 아이를 버리고 가면은 시설로 가는 거는 대부분 알고 있는지. They know. Yeah.
Moms are aware of that, so it's like public news. Okay, because I mean, I just, that makes me sad to think about all the babies that are left and would never get to be adopted because their mom doesn't actually, you know, say so on the birth certificate that that's my baby. So
너무 슬프신 것 같다고 그걸 알면서도 아이들을 그렇게 그 두고 가신다는 게.
그래서 지금 이제 베이박스에 결혼한 아이들이 엄마들 이제 상담을 해서 키울 수 있도록. 우리가 지원을 하고 있어 지원. 그래서 쌀도 지원하고 그 받지 분유 기저귀 그리고 생필품 전체 그리고 아이들 옷 장난감 그 이제 한 달에 생활비 20만 원씩 이렇게 전폭적으로 지원해 줘.
So to make sure that doesn't happen, they have all the means of supporting their mother. Provide her financially with rice, with all the tools to raise a newborn baby, everything that they can, because they know that the baby will be sent to an orphanage. If they can't convince the mother to sign the baby up for adoption, that they'll do everything that they can to make sure that that doesn't happen.
도저히 오갈 데 없는 미혼모들은 밑에 선교관에서 자립할 때까지 도와줘.
And they also have housing facilities for all those all the single mothers with their children. Yeah.
Wow.
So in that, there's a room downstairs where they can raise the baby till they're ready to leave.
Wow, I had no idea you guys offered that.
10대 미혼모들은 학생들, 10대 미혼모들은 비밀로 이렇게 출산을 해줘. 공짜로 비밀로 출산을 해줘.
아.
그래서 이렇게 익명을 보호를 해주는 거예요. 비밀로 보호를 해주는 거예요. 그래야 학교도 갈 수가 있고 집에도 들어갈 수 있으니까.
So, all the teen moms, they'll have their identity protected so that they can attend school as well.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, because otherwise they would be banned from school.
아, 그 학교를 못 가는 거예요? 그, yes.
Wow, okay.
So, they won't be in that.
So if you're a teenager, your identity is protected?
Yes.
Okay. So the moment you turn, what age are you not protected?
그 스무 살부터는 보호를 못 받는 거예요?
어디에서? 정부에서?
네. 그 익명 그 보호 받으신다. 그 10대라고 하셨는데 스무 살이 되는 순간부터.
그래도 위기 임신을 했으면 그 생명을 그 아이를 지켜야 되니까 낙태하려고 하는 사람들은 출산해라. 우리가 보호를 해줄게. 그러니까 낙태하지 않고 출산할 수 있도록 우리가 비밀로 지켜주고 도와주는 거예요.
So, it's not really an age thing, but that will be more offered to the people that try to have the baby removed. So they'll convince the person to give birth to the baby
right,
and that
okay.
you'll be protected and you'll have a place to live and we'll support you financially. And,
okay.
Yeah. So,
okay, got it.
For life.
For
life.
For life.
They're pro-life.
Pro-life. Yeah.
Okay. Got it. Okay, so you're talking about women that you know before they actually...
Yeah.
Would make that okay. I see. Wow, that's really amazing that all the work that you do here. Pastor Lee, it's been such an honor to meet you, and I'm still just very just so moved and inspired by getting to visit with all of your kids upstairs. So, thank you for. Allowing me into your home, and thank you for letting me get to share your story to our community.
만나게 돼서 영광이고 너무 감사드립니다. 이 모든 걸 보여주셔서 너무 감사드리고 너무 감동을 많이 받았고 이 이야기를 나눌 수 있게 해주셔서 너무 감사드립니다.
이 먼 거리를 찾아와서 고맙고 또 이 일에 또 우리와 함께 많은 그 눈물 흘리는 사람들의 고통 당하는 사람들의 위로자가 될 수 있는 그 사람이 되어서 굉장히 고맙다고 앞으로도 하나님이 기뻐하는 또 많은 사람들을 축복하고 위로하는 그런 삶을 살기를 축복한다고
He wants to thank you for traveling a long way to see him and his children and he wants to thank you for helping spread his word out there and he wants you to be able to go out there and inspire others and continue what you're doing
Thank you Is there anything else you'd like to say before we I hit stop?
혹시 끝내시기 전에 뭐 하실 말씀이 있으시면 뭐 추가로 하시고 싶으신
이제 입양 가서 훌륭하게 자라서 이렇게 나 같은 사람을 또 이렇게 도울 수 있는 마음을 가진 건 굉장히 정말 그 위대하다고 그리고 참 내가 볼 때 굉장히 기뻐요.
So he wants to he just wants to say that he's very happy to see you who was also an orphan yourself go out there and become who you are now and come all the way out here to see him and do what you're doing and it makes him very happy to see yeah honestly thank you and he actually wants to ask if you had a tough time as an orphan
you're making me cry again
Well, I was adopted when I was 7 months old, so I don't remember if I had a hard time as an orphan.
7개월 때 입양돼서 뭐 힘들었던 기억은.
But I'm trying to actually find that out. So I'm looking for anyone connected to my birth family, or anyone that was like the doctor who found me, or the social worker who recommended me for adoption. So I'm looking for anyone to try and, my birth mom, my birth dad. I'm looking for anyone to try and figure out what my story was pre-adoption.
그래서 지금 그 7개월 입양되기 전에 그 시간에 대해서 뭐 가족들이 있건 뭐 그때 입양을 권했던 의사님이나 뭐 그 찾았던 그 봉사자 그분들을 찾으러 오신 거라고 지금 그래서 지금 열심히
찾았어요?
He wants to know if you found any.
No one. Uh-uh.
아무도
no one.
아직은 못 찾으셨어요. He knows that you'll be able to find something. The records are kept very well now, so you should be able to find something.
Okay. I was born in 1975, so the records are not that great.
네, 1975년생이셔서 그때 기록이 어떻게 돼 있을지는 잘 모르시겠다고.
그 기록이 잘 되어 있을 거예요.
But you believe that it would be kept. Yeah. Yeah.
근데 미국에서는 어떻게 좋은 부모 만나서 이렇게 잘 보호를 받았는데 그게 또 고생을 많이 안 했는지 모르겠다.
Yeah, so he knows that you were adopted at a young age to a good American family. So, wants to know if that was hard growing up in America.
It wasn't hard growing up in America.
미국에서 크는 거는 힘든 건 없었지만.
But it wasn't hard growing up in America, but it was hard being like one of the only Asians in a white world.
아, 그 동양인으로서 크는 게 힘들었다. 뭐 미국에서 크는 것보다. 네, 그래서.
So people made fun of how I look.
네, 인종차별을 많이 당하셨고.
Yeah.
부모님은 백인이셨나요?
So he wants to know if your parents were Caucasian.
Yeah, both my mom and dad are white. And they adopted, my older sister is also adopted, and then my little sister is not. So there's three of us.
언니도 입양되셨고, and your younger sister was adopted as well? Was it?
No, my older sister.
언니는 입양되셨고, 동생, 여동생분은 입양이 안 된.
그럼 뭐, 탕진도 못 만나세요?
Do you know if you met any siblings?
No, I can't find anyone, so no sibling neither.
아무도 못 찾으신다.
나아지겠죠.
So right now they're going through discussions and improving the orphans finding their birth parents. So he's currently working on it right now himself with other organizations related to adoption. And yeah, they're moving in the right direction. Yeah,
okay.
Right now, yeah.
Cool. Thank you for doing all that work.
No, I'm done.
For us.
그래요. 이렇게 훌륭한 게 커져서 너무 고마워요.
He just wants to thank you for growing up. So, like you are now, and good for everything.
Yeah.